Now we are going to be discussing in a little greater detail now the last story carried by Michaela there. And I'm joined on the programme now by the Council's Heritage Officer, Joe Gallagher. Hey, Joe, great to chat to you again.
Good morning, Greg.
Right, so last year, Dún Fort near Ardra was adopted by the Council. So this is an annual thing, so?
Last year was the first time that the scheme itself ran. The Heritage Council initiated the scheme last year, and there were six sites chosen. Anglo-Norman fortifications in Waterford, a church in County Cavan, an industrial heritage site in Wicklow, and a handball alley in County Roscommon, and of course, as you said, Dún Fort as well here in Donegal.
So are we effectively then drawing up a shortlist, or is the council actually taking over monuments in 2017?
No, it's the adoption of the monument is actually by local community groups.
They're
encouraged to adopt the monument in their own locality that's in need of care and attention. And the idea is that they'll conserve or help conserve it, interpret it, and help promote it as well. Because usually there are a lot of groups that are engaged in that sort of activity anyway, and this is to try and, I suppose, give them the support and the expertise and the advice that they need. So that's really the role, I suppose, of the Heritage Council.
Yeah, and it formalises a little bit more for the communities, as you mentioned, and then they get a little bit extra support and what have you.
Absolutely, that's the idea. They get training, perhaps in the recording, in the surveying and the interpretation of the site. The Heritage Council also operate an annual grant scheme, and again, they're encouraged to apply under that. But I suppose really the main benefit of the scheme itself is that they draw up a plan, a conservation and management plan, I suppose, for the site itself, so that in future years that they'll have a blueprint there to follow in terms of how best to look after the site, how best to promote it. And again, Abarta Heritage, who have been commissioned by the Heritage Council to work with the successful community groups involved, they're experts in the field, and they'll be giving advice and be working with them and coming up and meeting with them and doing some training on site with them.
Now, the closing date is February 19th. Is it too late for applications, in your professional opinion, Joe?
Not at all, actually, absolutely not. The closing date, as you said, is strange because it's midnight next Sunday, the 19th, that's week tomorrow. But if you look at the application form, it's very straightforward. It's not an onerous application form. In many respects, it's just more like an expression of interest form. So they're looking, for example, for a map showing the location of the site. They want some photographs, a description of the site, just some information about the group involved, and then four objectives that the group have for the site itself. So it's very straightforward, but obviously the more information you can give, the easier it will be for the Heritage Council to make a decision.
And then the selection process, I mean, we're not guaranteed in Donegal that a site would be selected to be adopted, are we?
Not at all, no. I mean, last year, as I said, there were six heritage sites in the pilot scheme, and there was over 90 applications, but 15 of those were from Donegal. And there was one site, as we know, chosen in Donegal. So again, I suppose, you know, I would encourage any group that has an interest to apply to it. There's only four sites available nationally, but the idea is that year on year that the scheme will be rolled out further. So I would say, you know, can I get your, if you're not successful this year, then, you know, I'd encourage people to reapply again the next year. But I would say for the benefit that there is to the community group involved, I would say it's well worth putting in an application.
And it's well worth discussing it in any case, isn't it, Joe? Because, you know, we're talking about things that we're interested in our own areas, and who's to know if something, you know, more robust locally couldn't be formed just by the application process itself.
Well, that's right. I mean, even just through the whole application process, I've become aware of other groups that are working, you know, or have plans for other either archaeological sites or built heritage sites in the county. And we can provide them with assistance anyway. And this is work that they were planning on doing anyway. So it's just kind of to know that they're there, and then we can give them advice. Because there are other grant schemes. There's support through the Heritage Council. There's support through Donegal County Council as well, through our Cultural Services Division, for the different types of work that they're undertaking. So, you know, there are other forms of assistance there. So it's always good to know these things, and even just to raise awareness so that people know what's in their own locality, and they might, you know, other locals might become involved as well as a result of that.
Indeed. Now, just as it relates to Dún Fort near Ardra, has anything happened on site since? Or, you know, what I'm trying to ask really is what is the dividend that people might see on the ground, not necessarily in Ardra, but going forward?
Yeah, I mean, our Dry Gap Heritage and History Group, which was the successful applicants for Dunfort, they worked with the Barta Heritage over the last year, and again, they got various forms of training, as I said, in terms of the conservation, interpretation and promotion of the site. They drew up a plan for the management of the site as well, and again, they got some funding under the Heritage Council's grant scheme as well to develop that plan. And I suppose the next phase now is trying to roll that out, because again, there's some conservation work on the site that's needed. For example, the removal of the ivy on part of the monument, the rebuilding of part of the monument. So I have no doubt that over the coming years that they'll be applying to the Heritage Council and other grant schemes as well.
And you know, it's so important what you're saying about advice and guidance and stuff and support, Joe, because even something as simple as removing ivy has to be done very, very correctly, doesn't it, you know?
Oh, absolutely, because again, ivy is one of those, it's kind of a, it's almost like a catch-22 situations in some respects, because if the ivy is really integrated into the structure, if you actually kill off the ivy, you could actually destabilize
it. It can
the
be infrastructure in a way, can't it?
Yeah, but if it's only in its early days, it can actually be removed very successfully, you know? So, I mean, it's that idea of the removal of the ivy and the conservation work going hand in hand is very important,
okay.
And the plan will set that out, hopefully, for them.
Your good offices are there to advise people ahead of the application sort of deadline, aren't they, Joe?
That's right, yeah. I mean, the Heritage Office here in Donegal County Council, we're very pleased to give advice to any applicants to the Heritage Council. We have no axe to grind. I want to see as many applications as possible from Donegal. I want to see as many successful applications from Donegal. So we'll give you advice. I don't have any role in the selection of the successful sites, unfortunately.
I know, you'll be coming in, you'll give everyone equal help, I know that.
Absolutely.
Joe, fair play to you. Right, people can get in contact via email, can't they? heritage@donegalcoco.ie.
That's right.
Or office hours 91-72576. We've got all that info here, Joe. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much.
All right, good man. Lovely to chat to you. Joe Gallagher, Heritage Officer.